All right. For those not in the chat, back in the beginning of the show, was it the beginning? I want to say it was towards the beginning of the show. I was trying to find out like the actual timestamp here. Yeah, like literally right at the beginning of the show. I was asked to play one of my favorite songs from last month, and if you don't know, Luck Rock has playlists of every single Pony song that's come out in every month for like the past, I don't know, 5-6 years or so. And it's a great resource, but I happen to have my own playlist for ones that are good enough that I will play them on this show. And so I looked through there, kind of using Luck's playlist as references for what was when, but I didn't have to look very far because I came across one of my favorite ones, and I'm a little biased because, it's a little, I don't know if biased is the right word. It's a little different because the way this song was presented to me came with a lot of baked in nostalgia that was like nostalgia in the making. And it wasn't just listening to the song either. It was a whole experience. For you see, it was a PMV on stage at a convention on like wide LED screens. And the nostalgia comes from being able to watch that sitting next to one of my best friends, being there with everyone else, and just all the memories that come from that weekend. And if you haven't already guessed, I am talking about Pony Therapy by Color by Number, aka Blue Brony and Mathematic Pony, that would premiere this year at HarmonyCon about a month ago. One of my favorite tracks from the last month.
Hey, do you have a second?
Yeah, sure. Why the long face?
Lately, I've just been feeling a little blue.
I understand. And I think I've got just the solution for you. Hello, good day, I'm right as rain from the Glassa factory, where rainbows taste like cake.
And nothing bad happens.
Ta-ta, farewell, I'm feeling swell when I'm seeing pastel, equines ride on skates.
How did I get these on?
Yee-haw, yippee, I'm finally free from the woes of mere humanity. And for everything else, there's just one thing we need, it's Pony Therapy.
Sad thoughts transform into cotton candy clouds with chocolate rain.
Chocolate rain!
Good afternoon, I'm gonna swoon when I see the sheriff's calendar display.
And a paid off mortgage.
Bonjour, good eve, I'll finally leave behind all this drab reality.
And for everything else, there's just one thing we need, it's Pony Therapy.
Everyone is encouraged to share your struggles and help each other.
Okay, I'm sad and lonely.
I have crippling anxiety.
I haven't showered in a thousand years!
Jeez, Luna!
Oh, gross.
It's ponies, they'll always brighten your day.
It's ponies, they eat their burgers with hay.
It's ponies, they'll chase the jinxies away.
I pinky promise you'll be fine.
Stick a cupcake in my eye.
It's ponies, they put a smile on your face.
It's ponies, controlling weather and space.
And for everything else, give a pimp and hooray for Pony Therapy.
And sometimes these problems are big ones, like enslaving an entire kingdom, or impersonating a monarch, or growing yourself a fake goat beard.
But sometimes it's just kleptomania, or a tiny little brat that's betraying ya. Regardless of problem, I know it can solve them.
Licensed by boards and by medical authority, have some pony there. It's ponies, they'll always brighten your day.
It's ponies.
ponies. They'll shoot you with a friendship ray.
It's ponies. They sometimes sing like Broadway.
A unicycled work of art.
We'll do our part, hoof to heart.
It's ponies. They put a smile on your face.
It's ponies. They're in a magical place.
And for everything else.
And I mean everything.
There's just one thing we need.
Come on, sing it with me.
So the context I forgot to give was that their theme that year was musicals, which basically turned into Broadway as their theme. My hope going into the con was that they'd have like this big musical dance number of was what I was thinking is just a big dance number. This is what we got. And we got this big cinematic PMV that went with it, and it definitely did not disappoint. It was like, it wasn't what I was expecting, but it was everything that I could have hoped for. And it was a fantastic beginning to the con. I'll have a little bit more from Blue Brunny and coming up in a little bit. I'm actually going to finish out the show with something that he released that's very appropriately on theme. But I wanted to play that one because, oh my gosh, it was so good. And it's just a great song. And the more I listen to it now, I think this is at least the second or third, fourth time I've heard it. Although, without the echoing of the convention, you can hear it a lot better in headphones. So second time I've really been able to listen to it in detail, I'm realizing there's a lot of re-listening value to it because you pick up on little things that happen in the background, like the little voice clips and stuff that are thrown in. That's really cool. You get new appreciation for it every time. Following that is On Hold featuring Rhymeflow by Erignigma, requested by Deltarise.
Sounds sappy, but we were both happy. What happened to us when you never ever call me back?
friendship end? Insane and intense. Maybe this isn't friendship. Maybe this emptiness that feels beyond the kinship. Skips when the phone rings. It's not you, then the heart sinks, and that part stinks. These hard things that I'm parsing, they're far reaching, and I start seeing what my heart's being. And even then I meet my friends, so I'd be on the fence, cause it depends on how you feel, if it's really immense. Even the best intentions, leaving the rest intention, essentially a test, a test of a single dimension. But no, I'm digging on it, Tavi, I'm thinking I want it. I link connections in my heart and I'm starting to sonnet. Your poetry in motion, my spirit's written upon it. You know me and my notions, I'm fearlessly here to flaunt it. So hear me out, I miss all of this worry and doubt. I'll veer up the clouds, now it's clear, I'm hearing the shout. In only a moment I am glowing and growing and bolding. You've got me in hope, but yo, it's you that I'm hoping to hold on.
Yeah, Octavia, won't you tell me why you are leaving me at home? Oh no, oh Octavia, in the time gone by, when did you become so cold? Could the silence between us just stay wide as what we once had grown old? Oh no,
I've said it before and I'll say it again. I don't think anyone has used phone sounds so effectively in a track before, if at all. I don't know of any other tracks that use those tones. Well, that brings us to the end of the show for the night. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I know I had more requests. I'm sorry to have to cut it off, but I did have a very, very long day today. And I do need sleep. However, I'll be back next week with more Music is Timeless, and the link to the event is in the Ponyville FM and Friends Discord server and the live show's chat channel. Well, actually, it's in any channel. Just go to the server, and you can click that you're interested. And then also, while you're there, don't forget to ask for the notification squad role so you can get notified whenever anyone on the station goes live, because AWOL and Delta Rise had fantastic remixes before my show tonight that were really fun to listen to. And I definitely took away one track from at least AWOL, and I think Delta Rise as well, and I'm working on a mashup for one of them, so yeah, that's gonna be fun. But to end the show tonight, I promised more Blue Brony, and I was gonna play this one during the original, but I figured it'd be a great ending. This is from it's topical. It is definitely derpy themed. It is from the new Minty Root animation, Bright Eyes in the Thunderclouds, which also premiered at HarmonyCon. Speaking of HarmonyCon, pretty much immediately after Pony Therapy, because it was the next panel. And Blue Brony wrote the entire soundtrack for it. The full soundtrack is more than 20 minutes on his channel, and I picked out two of my favorite tracks from it, and it just seemed like it'd be a great ending, because it's like it's soothing, calming, orchestral kind of, but also it also gets really epic too, and I appreciate what he did with it. And I still have to see the animation still. Somehow I haven't seen it. But I'll listen to the soundtrack. Oh my gosh, it's so good. So here are two of my favorite tracks. I'm just going to play them back to back. Through the Storm and You're Our Hero, both by Blue Brony. Have an awesome night. Thank you all so much for tuning in and requesting tracks. I hope to see you next week for more Music is Timeless. And yeah, have a great week. Here is Through the Storm and You're Our Hero by Blue Brony off of the Bright Eyes in the Thunderclouds animation by Minty Root. Thank you.
Thank you.